How are you today?
Fine.
The sign on the door reads, Papa LaBasse, Mumbo Jumbo Cathedral fits for your head. Some say his ancestor is the long juju of Arno in eastern Nigeria, the man who would oracle, sitting in the mouth of a cave as his clients stood below in shallow water. Another story is that he is the reincarnation of the famed Moor of Summerland, the black gypsy, who, according to Sufi lit, sicked the witches on Europe. Whoever his progenitor, whatever his lineage, his grandfather, it is known, was brought to America on a slave ship, mixed in with other workers who were responsible for bringing African religion to the Americas, where it survives to this day. His father ran a successful mail-order route business in New Orleans. It's no surprise that Papa LaBasse carries Jez Grew in him like most other folk carry jeans.
Daughter?
Yes, Papa?
Jez Grew has reached Chicago. They're calling it a plague, when in fact it's an anti-plague. I know what it's after. It won't stop until it cohabits with what it's after. Then there'll be a pandemic. And you really see something, and then they will be finished. What's wrong?
That's why Berberlang left. Your conspiratorial hypotheses about some secret society molding the consciousness of the West. You know you can't prove conspiracy.
Evidence? Woman, I dream about it. I feel it. I use my two heads, my knockings. Don't you children have your knockings? Or have you new Negroes lost your other senses, the senses we came over here with?
Oh, Pops.
Daughter, standing here, I can open the basket of a cobra in an Indian marketplace and charm the animals to sleep.
Pop, that's ridiculous.
What's wrong with you? Have you forgotten your knockings? Why, when the seasons change on Mars, I sympathize with them.
Pop, this is a new day. We need scientists and engineers. We need lawyers.
Oh, that's all right. But there's more. And I'll bet that before the century is out, men will turn once more to mystery, to wonderment. They will explore the vast reaches of space within, instead of measuring more progress, more of this and more of that, more increase. Oh, there I go, getting you upset.
It isn't you, Pop.
Berberlang?
Oh, Pop, he thinks you're a failure. He feels you're limiting your techniques. You should add Inca, Taoism, and other systems. He feels you're becoming all wrapped up in Jess Gruel, and it's a passing fad. He's not Berberlang anymore. He has a missionary zeal about whatever he's mixed up in.
You lonely?
Yes. I'd like to go out. Tonight, for instance. I'm invited to a chitlin switch.
A chitlin switch?
Here's a card.
Food, games, drink. Chitlin switch. Let's get our brothers off the limb by chipping in a barrel of fins.
We're attempting to raise money for anti-lynching legislation. James Weldon Johnson is supposed to speak.
Mind if I come along?
I'll be right with you. I have to change.
Where's Charlotte?
Sure, Pops.
Tray number 21 needs replenishing. Pops still clings to some of the ways of the old school. Berberlang laughed at him one night for feeding the Loa.
It's important to always feed the Loas.
Feed the Loas. I'll take care of it tomorrow.
The party is held at a townhouse in Harlem. It isn't an authentic chitlin switch, but an imitation one. It is what some of the new Negroes imagine to be a rent party, given to meet the first of the month by newly arrived immigrants from the South. In fact, there is nowhere in evidence a delegate from the brother in the street.
61 lynchings occurred just in 1920 alone. In 21, there were 62. Some of the victims were soldiers returning from the Great War.
They thought America would repay them for putting their lives on the line.
They repaid them all.
This Protestant country, ignorant even in Western histories, executes soldiers the same way they dealt with witches in the Middle Ages.
Until Marcus Garvey came along to rescue the American Negro. He was basking in his lethargy like a crocodile sleeping in the sun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, whatever you say.
Oh, there's Berberlin.
What's he doing with that man?
Young man looks familiar.
His name's Thor Wintergreen. You see him in the society pages.
Hello, Berberlin.
Hello.
What are you doing here?
No time to explain, baby. We're leaving. I'll be home later.
But what time are you gonna be home?
I'll call you.
Come up to the cathedral sometime, Berberlin. I'd like to talk to you.
I will. Maybe next week. I'd like to talk to you too.
Okay.
All right.
See, Pop? He doesn't have any time for me. I'm going home.
We just got here.
You stay. I'm gonna go home and wait for him. Maybe we can have a talk. Goodbye, Papa.
Nothing like an affair to heart.
Why, Papa LaBosse, you old jug blower, you. I haven't seen you since the last black numerology convention. How have you been?
I hear you're packing them in at Liberty Hall.
That's right. 4,000 per night, as big as Garvey.
Turn off that old thing music.
That's a beautiful medal you're wearing.
It was awarded to me by a foreign potentate for my ability to perform the trick of the human seed, lying buried underground for 8 days. Please have a seat.
Sure.
Looks as if the prophecy you made at the Black Numerology Convention is all around us, LaBosse. This Jess Drew thing? How did you predict that? Mundane astrology?
No, knockings.
Knockings? You're quite good at that. What do you think this Jess Drew is up to?
It's up to its text. For some, it's a disease, a plague. But in fact, it's an anti-plague. Black Herman, you recall that in the past, there were germs that avoided words. Satan, Adama, Tabat, Amada, Natas, was used to charm a germ in the old days.
You both are filling people's heads with a lot of bull. Do you think that Harlem will always be as it is now? Poor people are traveling north and the signs are already showing of its deterioration. The people will have to shape up or they won't survive. Cut out this dancing and carry on. Fulfilling base carnal appetites. We need factories, schools, guns. We need dollars.
But surely, Abdul, my friend, you don't believe the epidemic is a hoax. It's taking the country by storm, affecting everything in its path.
That's just a lot of people twisting their butts and getting happy. Old, primitive, superstitious jungle ways. Allah is the way. Allah be praised. It's you, too, and these other niggas inviting spirits and doing the slow drag who's holding back our progress.
We've been dancing for thousands of years, Abdul. It's part of our heritage.
And why would you want to prohibit something so deep in the race soul?
That's right. When you reviewed my last work, you accused me of having a French woman on my staff. I guess your teachings haven't made you realize your bad manners.
I think what bothers me most is your review of my dream book, in which you call me crazy.
Crazy is a strange description for a man to be using who came with those flappers outside the Cotton Club just because they were wearing their dresses short.
I didn't do it, but they had it coming.
The girls pointed you out in the lineup. Why do you deny it, Abdul?
Because I didn't do it. But they deserved what they got wearing their dresses like that. Tricks, sluts.
swinging their asses nasty.
Maybe they felt they should decide themselves what was best for them to wear, Abdul.
If you weren't the person who meted out those beatings of the high yellow course girls, why were you suspiciously lording about the Cotton Club?
None of your business, Gree-Gree man.